Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Elder White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Hubbs moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flood strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Javier moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Musial strikes out. 1 out. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadecki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sadecki moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will strikes out. 1 out. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Brock reaches second base with a double. Ellsworth moves to third. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellsworth scores. Brock scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbs moves to second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Musial. Santo reaches second base with a double. Hubbs scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. John Anderson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Cubs. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. White steals second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Santo, and into shallow left field. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for John Anderson. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gatte scores. It's 8-1, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood is 0-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Santo, and into shallow left field. Flood reaches second base with a double. Shane Dienst moves to third. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Javier is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Dienst scores. Flood scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Javier moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boyer is 0-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Musial is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Toth now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brock is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musial who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hubbs is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 9-4, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Hubbs steals second. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Will is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Will is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Warwick is 0-2 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gatte is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Gatte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Gatte reaches second base with a double. Charlie James pinch hits for Paul Toth. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gatte scores. It's 11-5, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Javier is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Elder White is at the plate with a count of 3-2. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson now pitching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-3 in the game. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grammas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clemens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Botton now pitching. Elder White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. White reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The slide. Oliver applies the tag. White is out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Flood reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to third. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.